Constitution. So fucking, tell me this shit about the Stenum board, man.
So are we interviewing? Are we on?
I mean, we can start anytime you want to. It's fine, man. You're absolutely fine. It's
fucking, I'm
cool.
Ready. Let's go. We're already doing it. We're jumping in the Stenum like right off the rip. I'm down.
I think it's a great way to start because I got a funny ass Stenum story too, man.
I know you do. I know you. I think I heard some of yours, but man, I actually got a ton of Stenum stories, but there's definitely two of them we got to cover. We need to cover about the board, and then we need to cover my recent experience with them. Because it was that, dude, my recent Stenum story experience was probably the most funniest out of all. No, but as far as the board goes, so, like, it's basically like a tribute to, you know what I mean, or whatever, since I used to ride for him. But he turned me pro against my own will to keep me, like, when I was riding for him, I was getting looked at, and I was riding all Plan B shit. That was when I had the slam and the fucking, remember, in the virtual reality, I had the slam section fucking,
yeah.
most famous fucking memorable slam in the slam section, probably. And that fucking, that helped put me on the map even more. And so he saw me riding Plan B shit a couple of times and got, he kind of like figured out what was up. He knew I was about to quit. So there was this ASR trade show. I walk in there and there's fucking he had an Air Jordan, Oscar Jordan, like, fucking board. I'm like, dude, what is this, dude? It had the Jordan silhouette. Didn't even have him. I think it was, like, almost the guy slam dunking. Didn't even have a guy skating, but it was the black and red silhouette. It's like the Jordan logo with the Nike swoosh, but it said Oscar. I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, on the top of the board, because at the time I was straight edge. I was like super into straight edge punk, and I'd always put the X like on my grip cape and on my boards. So the top of the board, there's an X, and it's like Citizen X, Oscar Jordan, straight edge, like on the top of the board. And so I walked in the trade show, and I seen this board with my name on it. I'm like, what the fuck? And like, he's like, yeah, man, congratulations. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, man, you're pro. I'm like, dude. He goes, you don't really seem stoked. I'm like, I'm just kind of surprised. Whatever. I'm like, well, can I get it? I needed boards at the time, and I couldn't even get boards from him. And then he put my name on a fucking board. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Castle contest, like, the next week. And I go and try to enter it, and they're like, nope, you can't enter. You're pro now. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? And then, like, Chernansky, I'd been hanging out with Chernansky. He would come and, like, take me on these little secret skate sessions. And then he'd throw me in the van with Mike Carroll and Rick Howard and them a couple times, too, and shit. And he's like, yeah, dude, you know, like, I don't know what's up with you in this pro shit or why you would go. You really want to be pro for some dude instead of, you know what I mean, trying to get something worked out with us. And I'm like, well, you're not telling me anything, like, for sure. And he kind of did that against my own will. He's like, you know, you can sue him. I never even thought about it. But he was the guy that put it, he gave me the idea. He's like, you know, you need to talk to him about that and have your parents take legal action. Like, he told me, I didn't even think about any of the legal ropes of, like, skateboarding or anything like that, you know what I mean, and doing shit unnotarized and all that. Like, he told me, he's like, you know what I mean, if there's no notary there and you're underage and there's no type of written agreement or contract, it doesn't mean that you're actually pro. You can kind of contest that, but you know what I mean, it's up to you.
It's WCRP.
And out of nowhere, you know, Flossbach was like, yeah, fuck it, just do it, dude. There's a pro contest. Just fucking enter that shit. I'm like, dude, wait a minute, what? It was the Shut Up and Skate pro contest in Texas, in Houston, and shit.
The one clean. The one, is that
yeah,
one clean?
I don't think, it was right before you came in the scene. I think, like, you were probably just getting on Acme, or probably am. And,
yeah.
Like, the only brothers in the contest was me, Kareem, and then Jamal Williams. I seen him for the first time.
Hey, Barbie was at 91. I think the one you're talking about is 92 or 93, but I'm pretty sure.
I skated in both of them. Yeah, this is 91. With Ray Barbie. Yeah, this is that one. And, yeah, Sheffy got, like, I think that's what Sheffy got, like, almost won it. Like, he got second.
Yep.
So, look, I went there. Like, he got me a plane ticket out there and shit. Dave talked to him and was like, yeah, I'm going, whatever. You want your guy into the contest, I'll fucking watch him. He can come with me and fly out. Just get him a ticket. And he got me a ticket and shit. And Dave just kind of wanted to, like, throw me in there on the Sharks. It was weird just to see if I, you know what I mean? To see if I'd do it. He was trying to test me because he thought I was going to back out. So I'm like, you know what I mean? Fuck it. I get to Texas and shit, and we're staying with the Plan B guys. And shit, and they're just bagging on me the whole fucking time. To the point to where I'm like, dude, I can't take it, dude. And, like, I'm like, dude, the only other person, homie I had there was Willie Santos. And so, like, I stay with Willie, and he's trying to get me to ride for GNS because he's about to quit. I'm like, whoa. I am looking for something else. He goes, yeah, there's guys you're talking about pulling you on and whatnot. And I'm like, all right, well, yeah, how much are you paying people? Like, what's the deal? What, you know what I mean? Are we going to be doing some trips? He goes, well, I'm going to be honest. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be on much longer. I'm going to Tony Hawk deal. So I'm like, so you're trying to get me to fill in your spot? Whatever, fuck all that. So once I got, like, last place in the fucking contest, and Mike was like, dude, if you skate in the contest, that's it. It's not going to happen. I'm like, well, I don't like Mike Carroll and Rick Howard, so I'm going to skate in the contest. Skateboarding saved my life in a way because at the time, it was just me living with my grandma. She had my niece, and we were in a two-bedroom apartment. So there wasn't, like, and my brother and my niece's dad was about to get out of jail again and come stay with us. So there's going to be, like, four or five of us in this two-bedroom apartment. And my grandma couldn't even afford it. She had to move into a one-bedroom. So I had nowhere to live, no income, unless I turned pro or went and got a job. So I didn't know what the fuck. I literally was, like, on the verge of, like, probably, you know what I mean? I could have probably ended. I even slept in our old apartment for, like, a week until I started getting my first check from McGill. I just bounced out of on Stedham, right? And he showed, and my grandma, like, got his number and called him and got super gnarly with him. And so he was like, I'll pay him. So he shows up when I'm not there and leaves a box. This is the only time, I got, like, a couple boards, and then I didn't get shit for, like, a few months. And then when my grandma threatened him, I got three more copies of that board. And he paid me $65 in balled up in ones and fives. No 20s. It was 20s,
yeah.
It's WCRP.
That's what I got paid for my first board. And I was still straight edge. But he had a set of purple Sim Snake wheels with a fucking nugget of Mecky weed, some fucking Pretendica nugget inside the wheel. I remember, I'm like, dude, he fucking, like, gave me a box with weed in it at my grandma's house, and I was so pissed. Like, I literally hated the dude for, like, years. So that's what me doing the Stedham board was like. My way of getting back on him, I'll say, I'm going to make some money off, since you owe me money for royalties. God knows what you sold on those boards, because I never saw any. So I'm going to jack your graphic and make my money off you this way. So I put, like, a whole post about it and everything. and he saw it and got bent and shit. Like, and so I contacted him or whatever, like, and so this leads into like my most recent encounter with him. So he didn't put two and two together or whatever. I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's kind of a tribute or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's not like a guest board. It's a tribute. And he's like, all right, well, yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, man, fucking. I was just joking around. I'm like, what's up with them Stedham X-rays, bro? I've seen those. Those are dope. I'm like, dude, are you going to? I'm like, what's up? Let's do some fucking Oscar George X-rays. He did this ad or whatever where he's like, Stedham X-ray wheel company. And there was it was literally blank wheels that he took a Sharpie and wrote Stedham X-rays on them. And then he had a Jesse Martinez wheel, Jess wheel. And I'm like, dude, you got to do a fucking Oscar Jordan wheel in that series. A Juice wheel in that series. I didn't say my name. I'm like, Juice in that series. And he goes, who is Juice? That's just how fried the guy is. He's like, what is Juice? and I'm like, dude, I'm Juice. He goes, well, I only work with like pros and legends, and I'm not aware of who you are. And I'm like, dude, you fucking turned me pro.
It's WCRP.
And he goes, wait a minute, is this Oscar? I'm like, yeah, this is. He goes, oh, man, whoa, you skate still? I'm like, do you, motherfucker? When I went back and forth, and he started trying to sell me shit. He goes, yeah, man. I'll fucking send you, you know what I mean? I got you, man, for cash, bro, no problem, man. He goes, you see some of my new gear? I was like, he was like trying to sell me on shit. I was like, dude, I'll buy one of those Zinka face masks. If you got it, I'll buy one right now. I'm like, do you have a website? He goes, no. I'm like, how are you selling stuff if you don't have a website? Like, what makes your shit a bit? And he started getting super mad and shit and got kind of salty. Then he hit me up a month later and was like, hey, why are you stealing my logo? He's like, I'm like, what logo of yours did I steal, bro? And he goes, dude, the lion logo. I'm like, oh, the Lion of Judah font. I'm like, you know that's a lion. There's a Lion of Judah font on Adobe, right? I'm like, that's like you coming at me for using an American flag, dude. The Lion of Judah is fair game, bro.
I had a thing kind of with him. Not with him. I'd use his, when I was on 23 style, was the 23.
You used the ace, right? The ace of spades.
Yeah, I used a pal joint. And he was, I guess, I don't know what happened. I don't know if they called him or he called, I'm not sure. But they asked me what I thought of him getting, or at first, I don't know where the conversation went, but then he wanted a board on Twitter, a guest board or something.
Whoa.
I was just like, why would y'all do that? And literally, this is what I said, like, why would y'all do that? That'd be like Kool Moe Dee being on a Black Moon album. It got printed, and I guess he took it a certain way, you know, because I don't know, he's a little older, maybe he can't really, you know, it's hard to read.
He is weird,
so,
man.
So I don't know the dude. So time had passed, and then, dude, that was probably fucking 20, 25 years ago. So time passes, and recently I did some Black History Month shit, and I gave him a shout-out. Actually, before that, he's like, and then first he wrote, really? And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, you know what, man? I was like, I left it at, like, you know what, man? Maybe he's a little older and he's not really that familiar with the internet. And maybe he was just trying to say really and doesn't, like, my mom don't really know how to use the internet that well. And he ain't as old as my mom, but, you know, that dude's probably hit his head a couple times. Let's be serious. So I don't think them dudes are that keen on how to use shit. because you can see how they sell shit too. So anyway, back to our story. So he hits me up. He's like, and I was like, hey, man, I just want to tell you, you're a legend. I appreciate you, blah, blah, blah. So we kind of talked. And I hit him up on the phone. I forgot what I talked to him about, man. I hit him up on the phone. And I was like, hey, man, you think I can? I was like, you think I can send you a board? I get a board. He's like, yeah. So we talked on the phone. And he's like, yeah, I got some. He's like, I got a board. He's like, I got a board for you. I signed it. And I was like, he's like, that'll be $100. I'm not even joking. So I was
you
like,
ain't getting that board.
Dude, so check it out. Dude, check it out. Listen, this is fucking crazy. So I was. It hit me so quickly. I was just like, I didn't think twice on it because I didn't want to be rude to the dude. But I was just like, I was like, I was like, I had the money, but I was just kind of like,
nigga, you give me $100.
Yeah, not.
Yeah. It's WCRP.
I was just kind of like, let me hit you back, man. And so he hit me back a couple of times. You know, he was like, hey, man. He was like, what's up? I already put the board in the mail. Something. He was like, I need.
He's trying to get that money.
Like, he goes, look, man, I need to send the board out right now. I'm like, you need it? What's up? What's up with it?
And that nigga was like, texting, bro.
Doug, and I didn't know. Doug, it gave me fucking crazy anxiety. I didn't know. It was freaking me out because I didn't know how to pay him. And I felt like
he was like,
Brett by Tagoo, bro. You got Tagoo. He's like, I want my.
Damn. Yo, I swear to God, man, I was in my house panicking trying to figure out how to send fucking Steve Stem like close to $100 for a skateboard.
Hard sell.
He sold me a skateboard.
Hard sell. Like Gorilla.
He sold me a skateboard. Like I might as well have been just a regular customer, which I was, which is absolutely fine. But on some real shit, like, I was like, all right, man, we cool. I thought we got up on the good foot. And he was like, all right, man, so, yeah, man, I got that board for you, so I signed up, and that'll be $100. And I was like, yeah. I tell you not to bother.